Modular multiplication and rings. We introduced modular addition in the previous video, and no surprise, we also have multiplication. Let's just recap a bit. There are two very common binary operations which you find on many sets. It is multiplication, written with a dot or sometimes a cross, and addition using the plus sign. And we have addition in the set Zn, defined as x added to y, is the integer sum x plus y reduced modulo n. We also have multiplication modulo n, and it's defined in a very similar way. We define x cross 26 y as the integer product x times y modulo 26. And just like addition, z26 is closed under cross 26. When you have multiplication, you can also have exponentiation. We can define x to the nth power simply as the product of n factors using the multiplication, the operation x26. So exponentiation in this case is just a notational convenience. It is defined in terms of multiplication. But the modular multiplication here is a key operator, which we are going to use in the sequel. Z26 is an example of what we call a ring. A ring requires that the two operators, addition and multiplication, satisfy certain properties. Three of the most important ones are commutativity, associativity, and distributivity. Commutativity means that the order of the factors is irrelevant. So x times y is the same as y times x. And both addition and multiplication must be commutative. So x plus y is the same as y plus x. Associativity means that it doesn't matter where we put the parentheses. Both addition and multiplication has to be associative. That means if you have a sum x plus y plus z, this is unambiguous. It doesn't matter if you multiply, if you add y and z first and then add x to the result, or if you add x and y first and then add z to the result. So you can put the parentheses there, or you can put the parentheses there, and you get the same result. The same must be true for multiplication. That's associativity. The final property is a property on the two operators together, distributivity. If you multiply an element x with a sum, y plus z, you can also multiply x first with y and then with z, like that, and then add the two products together. That's distributivity. So as I said, Z26 is an example of a ring, and you will recognize all these three properties from arithmetics on the real numbers or the rational numbers or the integers. So all of these sets are what we call rings. We will get back to the concept of rings, and there are a couple more properties which we will discuss in another video. But now, what we have effectively done is we have turned the alphabet into a ring. We can map the letters into numbers, and we can use modular arithmetics on the numbers, then map back into the alphabet. So we can use both addition and multiplication to build encryption functions. So let's say we had a key K1, K2 consisting of two elements, K1 and K2 each from Z26. And we take a plain text letter X which we want to encrypt. Now we could make an encryption function EK1 K2 of X equal to X multiplied by K1 and then adding K2 at the end. So if you, for instance, have the key 3 and 1 and have a plain text high, you would map high into 7 and 8 because H and I are the 7th and 8th letter respectively. Encrypting 7, we take 3 times 7 is 21 plus 1 is 22, and 8 times 8, 3 times 8 plus 1 is 25. 22 and 25 is mapping back to the letters WZ. So you get the ciphertext WZ. This cipher is known as the affine cipher. And we are going to discuss that affine cipher in a couple of videos because it highlights a couple of key properties of modular rings. But before the next video, please solve these exercises. Encrypt the message new idea using the affine cipher with each of the following keys 3-1, 9-3 and 5-5. And second exercise, encrypt the message and idea using the encryption function, the affine encryption function, with the key 2-2. And please comment on that latter result. Good luck!